What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're so happy to have you here today. Today we have a beautiful guest, Audrey Arby, and we're going to be talking about peace and how to achieve it in your families and in your communities and within yourself. But first, as always, I open the show with a quote. So today I have a quote from Benjamin Franklin, and this is an interesting quote. I think we'll get into some of the discussion around it. But so Benjamin Franklin says, "After much occasion to consider the folly and mischiefs of a state of warfare, and the little or no advantage obtained even by those nations who have conducted it with the most success, I have been apt to think that there has never been or ever will be any such thing as a good war or a bad peace." So this is an interesting quote from Benjamin Franklin, and it was written in a letter to Jonathan Shipley on June 10th, 1782. And it's interesting to think, okay, so no such thing as a good war or a bad peace. And to me, it really says to me that peace is possible, and we really need to strive for resolutions to conflict and bring peace into our communities, into our homes, and of course within ourselves, because that really is what is going to make the difference in order to eliminate warfare, eliminate that kind of trajectory that we're on where we think that the other is something to be eliminated and not to be worked with. So I like the way Franklin says, never a bad peace. You know, think about that. Peace is always good. Even if it's just a minor piece, if you will, no pun intended here, but it is, if we can achieve a little bit of peace, it's always good. It's always a wonderful thing to have. But, of course, some organizations, some leaders think that certainly there's an economic livelihood around the machine of war. And actually, Louise Diamond, many years ago, had a wonderful company called the Peace Company, and she put it out there that there had to be a machine, there had to be an economic value to peace, just as we do have an economic value to war. So think about it. How could we bring peace into our communities and make it profitable, make it be actually the way of life that people exist in? This, of course, is something that's near and dear to my heart and that I'm wanting to create with others, to create these world peace trails where we actually establish places of peace and have dialogue about how we can bring peace into our community. So Benjamin Franklin's quote is very appropriate for the Peace Brain Show. How can we actually bring peace into our life and realize that the state of warfare is not the state of humanity? And, of course, today's guest is all about peace, and this is why I chose this quote. She is doing amazing things to actually create peace on the planet and bring it into individual lives and into communities and into the world, ultimately. Audrey Susan Arby is an amazing healer and clairvoyant, an author. She's written several books. We'll talk about them in a minute. She's also an amazing artist, really beautiful, just a whimsical and gorgeous art, and very colorful. She loves color, and I love color too, so she really speaks to my heart. She's also an amazing speaker, seminar leader. So some of her let me say, there's she's also a Toastmaster, and she loves to inspire transformation, love, light, beauty, peace, and sustainability in everything she does. Her books are really fascinating. She wrote this amazing book called The Mother's Manual, A Spiritual and Practical Guide to Child Rearing and Motherhood. And it is so large that she's actually divided it up into 20 different books, 20 different sort of sub-books with subtopics that you can purchase and explore. Really beautiful advice for mothers and daughters and children, and how to really just create that heart connection between a mother and their children. She also wrote this amazing ABC coloring book called What If You Are and Life is Miraculous. So it's a lot of fun. It's, as I said, it's a coloring book with these whimsical, beautiful pictures that children can color in, and words that are so, not only that we don't necessarily use in society, words, you know, that start with an A or start with a B, but also made-up words. So it's a lot of fun. It strikes the children in their using their imagination. She also has written a book called Vim, Vigor, Vitality, Vegan, because she is a vegan, and has these beautiful recipes and just talking about how you can create this vegan lifestyle. She publishes all of her books on 100% recycled paper, so she's very conscious of her actions regarding the planet and encourages others to do the same. Audrey also has a nonprofit called Ashe, and Ashe is spelled ACHEE.org is the website. And I want to read a couple of little sort of paragraphs that she has from that website. She says, humanity is at a crossroads. We have the opportunity to create miracles or chaos. It takes vision, love, commitment, courage, community, and action to create miracles. Ashe is creating miracles through building centers of transformation and peace, as well as ecological villages, eco-villages. Ashe's mission is to create transformation, peace, love, and sustainability throughout the world via establishing centers and environments of light that function locally and globally. We present cultural events, seminars and forums, music and ceremony, and we initiate communication in all aspects of life. We honor women, men, children, all living beings, the planet and the environment, celebrating diversity within the unity of all. We acknowledge everything is a part of the greater mosaic, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, than any of us can imagine. So I'll stop there, and we can talk more about Ashe during our show. But welcome, Audrey, to the Peace Brain Show.
Whoa, thank you, Gail. That was like, wow. Thank you so much. Yes, that's time to say what I'm about.
Well, you are an amazing woman. You do so much, and you're so much fun. I want to, gosh, there's so many aspects of you that I'd love to explore on this show. One, I want to explore, we'll get into your books in a minute, but I know you are a Toastmaster, and I, years ago, used to go to Toastmaster meetings and go up through the ranks, and I never quite completed the mastery of Toastmaster, but it was so much fun, and I know you're an excellent speaker. So what are some of the topics that you love to speak on, and kind of what can people expect when you speak to their group?
Okay. I haven't gone to Toastmasters in a little while. However, even in Toastmasters, I'm always going to speak about something near and dear to my heart, something that's real to me, and something that I feel will affect people, either to entertain, if that's the purpose, as well as to inform. I have spoken about literally healing racism in Toastmasters. I have talked about sustainability. I literally talked about why I publish on 100% post-consumer recycled paper, and when I'm not yet able to, because that's a more expensive way to publish than others, my other books are PDFs, because then I'm not using paper. People can read it right on their computer, or they can buy recycled paper to print the book on, and it's pretty much the same price, by the way. That's the paper I use, the recycled paper. So the whenever I speak, and any kind of women's issue, for sure, health and wellness, and ways to heal. I mean, I'm a healer, and I teach people even techniques for breathing right then and there in the midst of what we're speaking. So people go away with both information about whatever it is, passion, because I've got a lot of it, and techniques that they actually did. Not that they just heard and wrote down one ABC, which they can do also, but they actually did, so they have the experience. They get that from me when I speak.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell me about kind of where you've spoken or what ages maybe you'd like to speak to.
I'm looking at, actually, as soon as Raising Race Consciousness, my new book comes out, and it will be soon. I have spoken at parent groups, parent groups, and that's mainly for the Mother's Manual as well as What If. Now I'm going to be looking to speak at any kind of group in any way, shape, or form that wants peace and growth, whether people are any different color, black, brown, beige, white, tan, yellow, gold, mixed, whatever we might be, whatever brand of gender. I'm not looking to be politically correct. I don't even know what politically correct means anymore, nor do I personally care, frankly. I'm looking to be real and loving and authentic and on a high level, as well as whatever the human level is, tweaked up from the heart. So I'm willing to speak at small groups. I'm willing to speak in large groups. I'm willing to speak where anybody wants transformation and growth. If somebody, for instance, is looking to have a higher level of health, if they're looking to, I'm not going to say sculpt their body because I'm not a doctor. If they're looking to be healthy, I can help them. And I would speak with them. I've read a brief little something or other news thing that obesity is this global thing that I don't think I'm right when I say this, but I think it's that a third of adults are not just overweight but obese. I might be wrong on that, but that's what I remember reading this morning, and that's horrifying. And mind you, food was my drug. I speak as somebody where in the past food was my drug when I was a teenager and a little after that. So I've gone beyond, and I know what it takes.
Mm-hmm. You've come a long way. You have that personal experience, and I think you may be certainly correct for the United States. I know it's probably higher than that for this country. There's mm-hmm. so much obesity, we don't actually think about it being a problem, but it truly
it is. I mean, I've been on the planet enough to have seen enough stuff that if people refuse to take personal responsibility for their health and wellness, and I mean this physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, and financially, then as they go through the years, I don't like saying this, and yet out of my mouth here it comes, they will find themselves collapsing. Their health will fall apart. They won't be able to run and move and dance. They certainly won't be able to bend down and get themselves back up. Their energy will be low. And, yeah, does it take some work? It's a lifestyle. I mean, it's a lifestyle. I walk every morning, pretty much. And I walk quickly. It's not like when I walk when I'm in my high heels and I'm looking kind of cute. Not that kind of walking. That's a different kind of walk. This is the kind of walk. And, yes, I know how to do that, too. This is the kind of walking in sneakers where you give thanks for being alive and do in the early morning. And for me, it's prayer and it's exercise and it's giving thanks.
And that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, and I've discovered that people can do yoga at home through YouTube. And I'll give a plug to this amazing woman named Leslie Fightmaster, who I do not know, but she gives free yoga classes on YouTube. She's extraordinary.
And what was her last name again?
It sounds ridiculous, but it's Fightmaster, F-I-G-H-T-M-A-S-T-E-R, and she's this lovely lady, to me a younger lady, who does these lovely yoga classes, anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour for beginners. I'm intermediate and beyond, although there were certain things I don't know that I'll ever do. And she explains them beautifully, shows them, does things that, holy cow, and anyone can start to do them. I do recommend, if a person's never done yoga, go to an honest-to-goodness simple Hatha yoga class so you at least know what they are, and then start taking her classes. And anyone, and I mean anyone, can find 15 minutes. And if someone can't, I'm pretty upfront, especially now, but with love, if someone can't and that's what they need, that's the issue. Go find that 15 minutes and go create it, because instead of being busy, a person is probably putting busyness into their life rather than taking care of what really needs to be taken care of. It's avoidance.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Well, thank you for that tip, that YouTube tip. That's awesome. I did go to her website and check it out, and they are amazing. So, yeah, thank you for that. So how else can we stay in really good health and bring peace to our bodies and our community?
Number one, meditate. This is beyond important. I start the morning, and I tell this to all of my clients. Okay, first you get up and you do the biological thing and go to the bathroom. You take care of that. Okay, let's get real. So you do that. And then I go in my bed, prop myself with my pillow, looking straight ahead. There's my candle. I'm there right now, actually. And I meditate with that, and I teach breathing attunement. And one of the easiest breathing, first one has to learn how to do diaphragmatic breathing, which is the way we naturally breathe. Babies do that. If your shoulders go up and down when you're breathing, that's not diaphragmatic breathing. So I teach that. And then you breathe diaphragm. Actually, I'll do it right now so someone's listening, they could actually do this. May I?
Yes.
For a moment? Okay. Okay. Sit comfortably. Take off your shoes. Loosen anything that's tight. Certainly anything around your waist, and take in a nice deep breath. Diaphragm, chest, throat, and head, and hold, and gently release. Head, throat, chest, and diaphragm. Hold that. Breathe in again. Diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold, and gently release. Head, throat, chest, and diaphragm. Hold that. And once again, breathe in. Diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold and release. Let go. Head, throat, chest, and diaphragm. Hold that, and now breathe in your normal way. And I teach that. And once people, and that's simple. Once people can do that, you breathe in light. You breathe in love. You can breathe in the violet flame. I breathe in the violet and fuchsia flame. And you breathe in golden, well, that's me, and you breathe in golden light. And when people really begin doing this, and this is a life practice, your one becomes more peaceful. I am a highly passionate person. I'm what I call a very person. It could be very this or very that. So for me to be centered actually takes something, and I've got it now most of the time. So to be healthy and to be peaceful, one has to get in touch with one's inner core, one's essence, the aspect of our soul that we can touch while we're here in our earth form. And that is peace and beauty for any of us. The fact that we see others running around on this planet acting in a highly different manner is because, one of the reasons, they're not in touch with that, and they are running around as dysfunctional egos doing whatever it is that they may be doing. So it's incumbent upon any of us that really choose to live in a beautiful, peaceful, aware, fun, glorious, evolving world to create that within ourselves. And quite honestly, my books teach it, my art, it's called Audrey Ohm Art, Art That Opens the Heart, and it's either little cute, you saw the black and white one, what if, to really bigger, they're cute, to really bigger pieces, 5 feet by 4 feet in blazing color. They can all be looked at in any direction, and they shift our frequency. And for anyone listening, we're made of frequency. It's what we're made of. We're made of vibration with awareness. And the chakras, the 7 energy centers, and there's a lot more. Like once you can do diaphragm, chest, throat, and head, then it's beyond. It's higher. But start with that. And then there are other breathing techniques. And when we actually practice this, our lives begin to shift. And is it necessary? Yes. If you're going to ask, can I still get angry and annoyed? Yes. I'm telling you, in case people think I just float on the air, I'm a very real person.
Yes.
And I can't float on the air, but I'm a very real person. And there are things that I'm not even going to go into, but I've discovered if something is very frustrating to me, all right, so I'm going to say this. When I did laundry on Saturday, somehow or other, the doors locked on when I went to, it's just crazy, and it was on a Saturday when nobody was around. My first reaction wasn't, oh, this is so nice. I had a very different reaction. And I use certain language that I'm not going to use here. And I finally, then I get myself, I see sometimes my process is to get angry, Aries rising, to get angry, say what needs to be, catch myself, breathe, get centered and say, now what do I do? And take appropriate actions. Yes, I got the whole thing solved and it took something, then it got done. And I acknowledged everyone who was able to help me. So know your process. For someone
I like
to be
that.
Yeah, know your own process and don't like to think, oh no, I just wake up and I float in the air. If that's not your process, then get real with what your process is, acknowledge it, and then learn to go beyond. Some people's process is automatically they're going to say no, nope, nope, nope. So if that's your process, acknowledge it, be willing to let it go so you're not coming from ego or fear or concern or any of that stuff or anger or rage or unfinished stuff. So you can go deep and go, so now what do I really choose to do about this? And I I teach seminars, I have classes, I see clients privately, you don't have to live near me, I do this on the phone. It's time for this to be global.
I
and
agree.
And you and I are some of the ones, yeah.
So I love that you say know your process, because first of all, anger is just means something's out of balance, something's not right. And I love that you said go from the anger to the solutions. In other words, okay, what are you going to do? And so take action that is creative, that actually finds a solution, not just spins in the anger or the frustration of whatever is happening. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So tell us a little bit about your being vegan and the book you wrote about this.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how it actually, originally first thing started, literally. So here I was, a teenager, having dinner with my family, and all of a sudden, I'm aware that this piece of something on my plate was a piece of an animal, and I couldn't eat it. I thought, OMG, although I don't know if I use that language, then it's an animal. And so for 3 days at that particular time, I was a vegetarian, and then that left. And in my 20s, when I was, let's just say, exploring reality and leave it at that, at one point I was reading in a book about yoga how being a vegetarian was the highest level of being. And I've always chosen to be enlightened. When I first even learned the idea, I'm a natural born mystic intuitive. It's just the way I am. So in my 20s, I began to be a vegetarian. That lasted a couple of weeks. And then I did what else I was doing. And then when I was maybe 30, 31, 30, I was thinking, when did I used to feel so good? And I remembered I was doing yoga, I was a vegetarian, I started again, and I've been a vegetarian ever since. And when I read about raw vegan, at first it was like, I'm not so sure about that. And in New York, back in the day, there was a woman named Echo who made these delicious raw vegan pies. And I thought, oh, my God, these are delicious. And I like that kind of food. And then Dr. Brenda Cobb, who you and I met, actually,
yes,
came down to Florida, where I now live, and had some of this mousse with her. I tasted that, and my super curly hair practically stood up on my head and said, I have to have this. So I decided to study with her. I'm somebody who does not like electronic stuff. I was afraid of a food processor. I know that sounds dumb, but there you have it. And so I learned how to use all that stuff there. I'd already been a vegetarian for a long, 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 long time. And I am a raw vegan now, I'd say 80 to 90%. And once one gets into that lifestyle and gets a few pieces of equipment, and I'm a Kangen water distributor, so I recommend that kind of water. You certainly need a dehydrator, and I recommend the Excalibur. I don't make money from those. Do you have the water? Yes, that, no. And certainly a food processor, and I like Cuisinart, and things like that. And you have to have a Vitamix.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, you can learn in Vinvic or Vitality Vegan. You start how you start, and start smaller rather than bigger, and the body will just adjust to it. You can start, if someone's an out-and-out meat eater, then you start releasing the meat, and you bring in other ways to have protein. If you're not raw vegan yet, you can have, and this is not what I eat now, but you have brown rice and beans, because that'll make a protein, and other things. I'm raw vegan, so I get my protein from a whole lot of different nut concoctions that I make, most of which actually taste like dessert. So I make something, really, it's delicious. I make something called Nustard, which is in the book, Invigor Vitality Vegan, and it tastes like a creamy, chocolatey dessert. Do I like that?
Yes.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's made with nuts. I'm concerned about protein. I augment it with Nutiva hemp protein, which is organic. And I am healthy. I don't need to see doctors. I do see healers if and when. I am so filled with gratitude to the health and wellness that I have. And yes, it's a lifestyle. You have to exercise. It's also important, and this I tell everyone, you have to deal with your feelings, your emotions, habit patterns, thought patterns. It's an ongoing process. If someone is holding anger and frustration of something that happened 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years ago, they're not going to be as healthy as they can be, because that is going to get in the way. And it's not only going to affect their energy, it's going to affect their cells. And
our thoughts create, absolutely. Our thoughts create our reality. Mm-hmm.
And if someone isn't in touch with their essence, which anyone can be, by the way, it isn't only given to a few of us, I can help you find that. You can probably help them. And if they're not doing and living from the internal spark within, there will always be some form of dissatisfaction and lack of fulfillment within them. And when one is living in accordance with the soul, even if one has not yet, let's say, accomplished or fulfilled all of what they know they're there to do, okay, there will still be that feeling of being on track. And that gives energy. That gives huge energy. Like my new book, Racing Race Consciousness.
Let's talk about that.
May I?
Yes, Raising Race Consciousness, Healing Racism, Sexism, and Other Isms. And it's soon to come out, so yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, I'm someone who's lived a multicultural life for many, 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 many years. I'm somebody who actually loves it. I love it that we come in so many different colors and varieties and this kind of here and that kind of here and all of that. I think it's phenomenal. It's a garden to me. And you don't want, as much as one might like one kind of flower, it's nice to have a huge variety. The little cute ones, the bigger ones, the trees that blossom and all of that. So I have found it, I'm going to use the word interesting. There are other words, but I'm going to use that one. That there are people that are so concerned, if this one has a darker skin or that one has a lighter skin or this one worships creation by using that word and that one worships creation by using another word, that somebody actually thinks the universe or the creator of all is male. I find that, all right, the truth is I find it ludicrous. That is actually the truth. That it's a male, like I tell them, a male, if something was all male, it could never even conceptualize female. So that the whole, all of what we are is so beyond what any of us can think of. So in this book, I actually talk about what are we. And I start from the point of view that we are beings of light, made of source stuff. And then I go on from there, and I have exercises throughout the book where the person can start looking at how they perceive their own self. And no one's going to read this. You don't get like a pass or fail. This is for the person. As well, really, it's checking in. And they can look at, what do you think of someone that looks like this or looks like that or thinks like this? And because there's a lot of self-hatred. And there's a huge amount of judgment. And there's a huge amount of insecurity. There are people, and I have interviews in there from actual human beings, and there are people working on this for many years of various different views. I have information about that in there. And there are people who actually feel, and you may all know some, that because they are a certain sex or a certain complexion or a certain financial situation, that they are automatically better than someone else. And there are people who think that same thing because they may be that they're less than, none of which is true. That's all ego stuff. So I point this out in as entertaining a manner, and I don't mean jokes and laughs. I'm not a comedian. Although I have a rollicking sense of humor, and it will show through.
Yes.
It's just there. So that's pointed out. And when people get to look at that with love within themselves, they start to grow. And where does it stem from, in my personal opinion? It stems from lack of self-love. And that's why I started everything with the mother's manual. Because everything starts at the beginning, when you're born, and the conditioning. I also have a term which might be something someone else used. I thought I'd made it up, but who knows, called genetic karmic patterning. And what I mean by that is when we are born, we come in not only with our soul drive and soul possibility, but also with energetic frequencies that we have brought in from past lives. And as we evolve inside the family that we're with, we energetically can pick up the vibration, positive and or so-called negative, of those with whom we are living, plus inherit some of that stuff from them. So not only about healing and looking at thought patterns, which is a huge part, as well as how we deal with our emotions, it's dealing with that frequency, which is why energy healers are so important.
And that's what I call programming, that we've been programmed from our family or society or just the way that, that others think to be something that we're not. And you're right. It is about learning the tools and to be able to take out that programming, that genetic patterning or that those beliefs that are not yours, that are not the truth and don't serve any one of us, and be able to give that energy back to the universe to be recycled, basically, and be our pure self, where we know what you're talking about is true, you know, raising that race consciousness.
So I'm willing to do seminars on that. I'm willing to do seminars on anything in any of my books. People may want to do it themselves. I'm not saying they can't, because by the book is going to be there. I'll tell you this. I don't think there's anyone can do it quite the way I can do it, because it lives. No, it lives in me.
It's true.
It lives in me, and it's birthed in me, and I'm constantly given information when I do stuff. So you'll love this. You'll get this 100%. Like, I may have a seminar that I've set up, and I think I'm going to talk about something in a particular way. And the minute I start it, Spirit gives me some other language, and it comes out the way it's given right then and there, because that's what's needed in that moment. And there was a time when I started doing even channeling groups where these being energies come through. And at one point, when I was doing this, and they had finished what they were going to say, none of us in the group, including me, could even move. We were showing the energy for about 5 minutes or so.
Mm, nice.
And I was given to understand, now this is really okay, that they did that purposefully so I, the channel, would know it was real and I wasn't making this stuff up, because I couldn't have myself in that space for 5 minutes where I couldn't move. I wouldn't know how to do that myself. So
we laugh because you're so vivacious and enthusiastic, and I can see that movement is a big part of who you are. So yes, that was a big aha in that instance.
Active stillness. I know how to be very still when I need to be.
That's true.
There's a bit of quietness in my being.
Mm-hmm.
As I have both. I have both. And when it's important to move, I will move. I'm quiet and still more than the other. But they both live, and they're both necessary. It's the internal and then the external. Okay, if people do astrology, I'm born under the sun sign of Cancer, and I have two other planets. It's the sign of Cancer, and I'm Aries rising. And if anyone does astrology, that'll tell them right there.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, and then there's other stuff.
Well, and you bring about a good point, Audrey, of it requires both. I love what you said at the beginning about meditating and walking, and that those are things that we absolutely need to do to find that peace inside of ourselves, which, yes, absolutely, you've got, and you've got that down. And what I love, though, is the enthusiasm and the happiness that you have in life, because, as you said, if we're holding these grudges or we're holding these thought patterns that are negative or not resolved, that we can't find that happiness, that enthusiasm for life. And that's really what I appreciate about you, because you have that peace and you have such enthusiasm and such vivaciousness that it's really infectious in a good way.
Oh, thank you. And just so people know, in case they think I've lived some magical life that never had a challenge, let me let you know that's just not the case. And I'm not going to list challenges I've been through, because really it's unimportant. But let's just say I have, and there are still challenges afoot. It's not over. And as one heals and moves through, one goes through life differently. We literally shift a frequency vibration, and our go-to place becomes one of peace and ease and light. This is real. This is real. And yes, I can help teach it. I can help bring you there. Me as a channel. I don't mean me as an ego. Forget me as an ego. It's not what I mean. Me as the channel. Me as the one that comes through. Me as the work that comes through. Me can do that for you. That's why I do it.
So, Audrey, I want to give our listeners your website. I don't think I did that before. It's www.audreynow.com. And the way you spell Audrey is A-U-D-R-Y-E and then N-O-W.com. So audreynow.com. And, of course, our listeners can find out all about you being an amazing clairvoyant, author, artist, and speaker on that website. But now I'd really like to turn and talk about a little bit more about your nonprofit, ASHE, ASHEE.org, I believe it is. You're currently working to build an ASHE Light Center in the Republic of Benin, West Africa, and a school in your adopted village of Akim in Inasi, Ghana. So could you tell us a little bit about how people could help you do that?
We have to put, when 9/11 happened, all of that stuff crashed, and I know that was a while ago. We're just rebuilding ASHE right now, so we're not in Africa right now. And was that heartbreaking for me? Yes, quite frankly, it was. It was devastating for me. So we're rebooting ASHE now in Florida with a new board, which is just amazing. And you can contribute. You can learn about it. ASHE will be on Audrey Now, AUDRYENOW.com. The older website is ASHE.org, ASHEE.org. And if you see the pictures there, that's me.
it's
a post village Gambia in the Republic of Benin. And you can donate through your PayPal to my email, your PayPal to audre22@aol.com and indicate whether that is a donation for ASHE. We have different categories, opal, diamonds, and all that, but you can give anything, anything, anything. Or if it's for one of my books and the PDF smaller books, and they're all smaller books except the main mother's manual, they're all going to cost $7.17. And whether the book is out right now or it'll be out by July, and they will be out by July, you will then have that book emailed to you. And Vim Vigor Vitality Vegan is going to come with a commendation, and Raising Race Consciousness is going to come with a commendation. And if you are at all interested, and I mean this from every part of me, if you are at all interested in helping clear yourself and being part of what shifts the vibration on this planet, energetically, politically, emotionally, financially, on any level, quite honestly, you want this book. And it's $7.17, whether it's Vim Vigor Vitality Vegan, which has recipes, or Raising Race Consciousness, or any of the 20, the Mother's Manual, different books. It will help shift you. If you want the big book, the Mother's Manual, and that book in print is 740 pages, we're talking a big book with an index and 24 pages of full color, in my opinion, frankly, stunning art. The graphic design is just gorgeous. That book is $47. And you can get any of it through your PayPal to audre22@aol.com. You can call me toll-free, at 1-888-757-3223. That's 1-888-757-3223. Or if you like words, you're going to love this, 1-888-75-PEACE, P-E-A-C-E. CE.
I love that, that you chose that for your number. That was so perfect.
Yep.
You also have Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. I know you've got all your social media pages there for people to find you. So we're getting toward the end of the show. Before we get into our Peace Brain Meditation, what else sort of words of wisdom do you have for our listeners today?
Love yourself. Absolutely love yourself. Love yourself. Get in touch with that little core, that essence, that piece of you, and love yourself and all the rest. What my guides call ego games, I'm not good enough, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too bold. Okay, those are the things we release, the internal dialogue, so that we can live from our souls. Love yourself. You're special.
That's beautiful. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I have one other question, and that is, you were mentioning you're rebirthing Ashe in Florida with a new board, etc. What are the goals in Florida?
As we're going to get moving, what we're looking to do is some seminars with women. And just so you know, as my books sell, as the art sells, I contribute to Ashe.
Yes.
I contribute 50% of the profit of all of that stuff to Ashe. And as I do seminars, I'm doing a seminar in July, on July 16th, called Nurturing Food and the Divine Feminine. So a percentage of that goes to Ashe. So Ashe is now part of what's producing the seminars that I'm doing. So we're going to be doing seminars. We're probably going to hook up and do some work with an organization called Curly, Curvy, and Conscious, CCC. That is actually the organization from the vice president of Ashe, Sheila Marie Rulak. They are currently on a tour. They'll actually be in Atlanta in August. And we will probably be doing some stuff together with them. And anytime I start doing seminars with other people, I will have Ashe as part of the producer of that. And that'll be part of how we start funding it. And that's
fabulous.
Part of it.
How can people sign up for your seminar, Nurturing Food and the Divine Feminine, in July?
Okay.
Will that be on your website?
It will. The website will be up soon, but really get in touch with me, 1-888-757-3223. I'll let you know about it. It's a whole-day seminar from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, including a raw vegan lunch that I prepare. We do them at a place we call the Goddess Heart Gallery Salon, which is my place. So they're relatively small seminars, 10 people. You get a lot of personal attention. And I don't want to say emails because I get a lot. Call me. And sign up at Audrey now and let me know you're interested, and I'll send you a flyer. That seminar is $247. However, if you come with a friend, I'll charge you each $186. Talk to me. I want the place filled. Talk to me.
And where in Florida is it located, Audrey?
Outside of Fort Lauderdale. We're in Lauderdale Lake. They call it a city here. I'm from New York. It's not a city to me. It's a little cute little hamlet, village town. But it's right outside. That's a New Yorker's perspective. It's going to be in a lovely place outside of Fort Lauderdale.
Excellent.
And
excellent.
Fun. You'll enjoy it, and you're going to eat some really good food. And then, because my birthday is 7/17, we're going to go out dancing for anybody who wants to hang out.
That's awesome. That would be really fun as well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What a great way to celebrate your birthday is to give an amazing seminar and then the next day go out and have fun and celebrate and dance. I love it. I love it.
Yep.
So, thank you for being on the Peace Brain Show. We need to go into the Peace Brain Meditation in a minute, but again, I want to remind all of our listeners to go to your website, which I know is, it's a beautiful website, and I know you're adding more to it. It's Audrey Now, that's A-U-D-R-Y-E-N-O-W.com. and learn about Audrey. Sign up, as she said, on the little email contact at the bottom, and then you will hear about everything that Audrey's doing and stay in touch and be able to get a hold of her or contact her, as you said, at 1-888-75-PEACE, P-E-A-C-E. Audrey, it's been a blessing to have you here.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you so much, Gail. You're ever a light and a blessing and a wonder on this earth. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. So everyone, just take a breath, a wonderful breath like Audrey was teaching us, to really start at your diaphragm and bring it up into your chest and your throat and your head, and a very full breath. And then release it. And as I do in most meditations, I invite you to create a grounding cord, a beautiful connection from the last vertebrae of your spine to the center of Mother Earth, her iron crystal core. I like to either use a tree trunk or a beam of light. Or if I'm working with a child, I like to use a monkey's tail. Whatever works for you. Connect from your body, your base of your spine, to the center of the planet. And take a breath and just allow everything that isn't of this present moment to flow down that grounding cord into Mother Earth to be recycled, that beautiful energy. And now I invite you to be aware of yourself, be aware of your body, how you're sitting in your chair or laying down somewhere, wherever you are. Be aware of your body. Tune into it. See how it is feeling. Hear how it is feeling. Feel how it is feeling. Use all of your senses to really know your body. And as Audrey said, love yourself. So let's start with, first of all, loving your body. You love it. Every millimeter of it. And I know we have so many thoughts that run in our heads of, I'm too much this, I'm not enough of that. Let all that flow down your grounding cord and really be aware of, this is a beautiful holy temple, your body, that is allowing your spirit to actually participate in this human and spiritual experience on this beautiful planet. Your body is your vehicle. It is your holy temple. And love it just the way it is. Love it for what it can do, for what it allows you to be, allows you to go and see and hear and taste. And then know that you have an energy field around that body that is not just your physical being, but your energy extends out around your physicalness into your aura or biofield, usually at least arm's length out around you, above your head and below your feet, to your left and right and in front of you and behind you, creating this beautiful bubble of your energy field. And within that space, no one else's energy belongs but yours. You have your divinity, your truth, your connection to Creator, all comes from your sacred heart. That is your physical heart, but there's a sacred tiny place within that physical heart that is where your godlike presence, goddess-like presence exists. It is where all that is within you. So you can tap into the Creator. You can tap into your own answers. And yes, of course, we all receive information from everyone around us, from our mothers, from our fathers, siblings, ministers, teachers, community members growing up and as we become adults. But all of that information is filtered through their experience. Know that you are here to live your experience on this planet and to be in charge of that experience with your gifts and your talents, with your awareness, with the peace that you create inside of yourself, and with the love that you feel for yourself. So be in the sacred heart. Be in the power of who you are. For you are a unique being. There is no one else like you on the planet. And this is the beauty of the garden that Audrey and I were talking about, is that every flower is different in its size and shape and color and fragrance and the way it moves in the wind. You have your unique gifts and talents that are here to enhance the garden of humanity. So take another breath and be in your beautiful, not only sacred heart, but your beautiful body, for it is beautiful, just the way it is. And feel the love in your heart for yourself. Feel the love that you receive from the divine within you. You are never alone. You are always with the Creator, with all that is. There are always angels and guides to help you on your path, your journey in this life. So practice taking a breath and tuning in to your beautiful helpers, tuning in to that divinity that is you. And now I invite you to open your eyes, bring yourself back to the room, loving yourself, feeling that love, breathing in that love and light, and filling yourself up with that, and being able to walk through your day, being the love that you are. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the Peace Brain Show today. It's been very exciting having Audrey Susan Arbe, that's A-R-B-E is her last name, and who is a peacemaker and just an amazing woman, as you've heard. You can learn more about Audrey at www.audreynow, that's A-U-D-R-Y-E-N-O-W.com, and or call her at 888-75-PEACE, P-E-A-C-E. So, and if you want to learn more about me, you can go to tourismforpeace.com or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. So thank you again for tuning into the Peace Brain Show and learning about Audrey's gifts and talents and about your own gifts and talents and who you are. So I invite you to please go forth and activate your Peace Brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many, many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.